a beautiful riot here at Hack Riot. Things you want me to do. You never think of me, always cry, baby.
Thank you. It meant the world to hold a bruising fame. Now it's just a matter of grace. A summer storm graces all of me. Highway warm sings silent poetry. And I could bring you the light and take you home into the night. Lately I just can't seem to believe.
Billy Corgan and Rashila Tashila, is that the song name? To Sheila. Oh yeah, hey guys. Alright, I haven't lost my whole mind. I'm gonna let a little more of that of this record, Adore, roll in the background. This is the title track. Well, it's Eva Adore, but Smashing Pumpkins. And you know, I love the album art, different poetic excerpts, notes, and things like that that are slipped into the album leaf, album design. I don't think I'd ever noticed this, but this is from in Adore, the album by Smashing Pumpkins, Billy Corgan. There's a little poetic list here that says 17 seconds of compassion, 17 seconds of peace, 17 seconds to remember love is the energy behind which all is created, 17 seconds to remember all that is good, 17 seconds to forget all your hurt and pain, 17 seconds of faith, 17 seconds to trust you again, 17 seconds of radiance, 17 seconds to send a prayer up. 17 seconds is all you really need. It's kind of beautiful. With that, we're going to roll over to this pretty special Philip Glass album. Repressed music in 12 parts. Concert in Paris in 1975. So we're going to get a little bit of that in, and then I'm gonna probably drop some rollicking wildness of the Gun Club right on top of it, and then probably mix some William S. Burroughs cut up recordings from 70 years ago into that, because why not? Yeah, all right. I write Happy Hour, Rio Valencia, such a trip.
Thank you.
Let me pop in here and give a little artistic credit to some tracks I forgot to tell you about. So just really rocking out. Huh? We had Stereolab. Una Memento. Okay. We had Stereolab, Metronomic Underground from Emperor Tomato Ketchup. It's a nice hefty double LP. And then we had a little more of The Who, My Generation, Much Too Much, I think it is. I think that was what we had. Here, let me check the album. That's right, Much Too Much. Much Too Much. And just about every song on here written by Pete Townsend. This is like really the emergence of their whole mod image. It was just, he was an art student. And actually, I don't mean to toot my own horn, but some of my favorite genius musicians got the same degree that I did. So wouldn't you know that, don't underestimate the visual arts students. At universities, you would be shocked at how many of your favorite iconic artists, like Tom York, David Byrne, and Pete Townsend, a whole mess of geniuses, a whole mess came out of that. And also, the intersection of art and music. I've been toying with the idea of starting a radio show here in which we talk about art and then we share music that inspires art or that the artists that I'm talking to dig, and I kind of want to like move across different genres. So sometimes our disciplines are really separate, and you know what, I actually this really wonderful curator, just brilliant woman, Candace Huey, who runs ReRiddle Gallery over at Minnesota Street Project. If you ever go there, it's full of all kinds of great places, great galleries, great people, great artists. And I'm pretty excited to have a studio across the street. Just grabbed some keys today. Lucky me, but she was saying yesterday that, you know, when Brian Eno is working on music, he's thinking about painting. And we had some Brian Eno last week. And, you know, I know, like, David Bowie also makes paintings. Well, Jack White has a show up in London right now that I think is pretty amazing. And he has work going back to, like, the 90s that precedes the records we've heard, so that's cool. You can really see like 30 years of cultivating a visual language that parallels like the visual language we see, like the kind of the visual identity stuff with his music. So no coincidence, and I'm terribly aligned with Pete Townsend as well. So hats off to these fellas. This is Philip Glass on looping around. We also had mixed in there a song that I love off of an album that I'm super into, World Music by the band Goat, G-O-A-T, Goat, all caps. And that was the opening track, Dear Robbie. I don't know, guys. Starts with a D. It's a really great record. Just put it on. It's the first song you hear. All right, let's roll some Gun Club. I've got a really crazy old record of theirs. So let's see what happens, yeah? I'm just going to just drop it right on top of this Philip Glass and phase that on out. Feels like a winning plan, guys. Feels like a winning plan. Hag Ride Happy Hour. Here we go. Thank you.
cloudy in the west. It looks like rain. My eyes are black holes and I'm burning away. You slaughtered your loving man, killed him in his sleep, and the bloody crown of your murder sent these stains of cheese. Your ghost on the highway, your gestures meaningless. You're lost to the living man, trade souls to the end. You thought winning as a woman meant failing as a friend. It is not an odd statement to drown a few passionate men. You made yourself a diamond to blind young men's eyes. You claim because they want to shine, they deserve to walk the line. Your ghost on the highway, your gestures meaningless. You're lost forever to the living men, trading souls to the end. Oh.
from southern land. I'm holding your happiness in my hand. The sun behind me is a sexual red, and all you're bound to hunt to ghosts are dead. I am that check, and I tell you this, I will be your lover and exorcist. In the stillness of the mosquito sunset, you will make love to me to your very best. Hey, yes, I'm that check on fire. Hey, your lips kiss check on fire. Way back in the Indian days, nothing could drive the heat away. A drive of search and murder of lost enemies. A drive deep into what is never seen. And like Jack, there is a heat to the fire. Like a moth detects a heat to the light. And like Jack, I covered everything that is you, because of me and you were temporarily. By the willow tree, then I will fuck you until you die. Bury you and kiss this town goodbye. You'll be unhappy, it will be sad, but it'll be understood that I am bad. One, don't you go and lie to me, cause every day is judgment day with me.
Because the swells are fine ones, slow and deep. in the quiet, well, well, no, no reason tended to himself, no one was in the bedroom. A whiskey now, woolly now, went to red rookie with the real props, and a vibe peep went to well with the disease, but this felt the man's ring.
You're one.
The whiskey now, woolly now, went to red rookie with the real props, and a vibe peep went to well with the disease, but this felt the man's ring.
You're one.
That wasn't a nice thing to say, I guess. When you say things that aren't nice, you hear things back that aren't nice. Is this machine recording? Is this machine recording? Is this machine recording?
The things like gravel, in Portland's current handkerchief mask, arm themselves rotando ahora del oeste a razón de 6 millas por hora. Repetimos, la temperatura actual 64 grados.
Most of his criticism for Red China rather than North Vietnam.
Things going on here. If you're still with me, thanks for being an adventurous spirit. No, I got the work of geniuses stacked up. I'm really playing with them, taking a lot of creative liberties, so, because it's fun. And, yeah. Also, I feel like William S. Burroughs caught up recordings lends itself to experimentation. I mean, after all, isn't that what it is? But what we have rolling right now is Jan Tiersen. Oh, I'm a huge fan of Jan Tiersen. So this is, a lot of this is, well, the album is Cascade Street from 1996. And it was repressed, and there's some other things in there. It's so beautiful. And then I took, oh, hey, man, don't you feel like you're in a little Parisian street? Thanks, Jan. All right, so then I took that, and I took this record that I've dabbled with on here a little bit before, but I had mashed it up with synthesizer before, and it is called Nothing Here Now but the Recordings from the Archives of William S. Burroughs, and I'm going to read about them to you a little bit here, just because it's pretty cool. This record's so cool, and he's such an inspiration. There's a common thread, of course, too. This is some Bay Area shit. This is from the Archives of William S. Burroughs, and it's an official reissue of the 1981 collection of field recordings and tape recorder experiments by Burroughs, originally released on Industrial Records and compiled by Genesis P. Orridge, who you might know from Throbbing Gristle, and many other things. Genius. And this was remastered and re-released. Anyways, so what we were hearing there was this one recording from around 1965 called Inching, Is This Machine Recording? And then also a bit of a Creepy Letter cut up at Beat Hotel in Paris, 1959. I think I'm gonna get into some other aspects of this. So just let's see what happens. Oh, you guys, it always happens. I lost track of time because I was really enjoying the music. Actually, we only have like 15 minutes left, so I'm going to throw some other things your way. We'll get a little bit more of some Burroughs on the deck just as a playful transition. And then I've been kind of wanting to... Oh, we had the Gun Club before, as you heard. The Gun Club. Kind of wanted to play some T-Rex and this song by Sunny and the Sunsets. I have an album... Sunny is a friend and has recorded over at the Space Program, which is a happy place for me, a place I've done some work at as well, and I'm working with them on some things now, and Sunny's output is just wonderful, and so I don't think this album was recorded there, but yeah, but it's great. He's an OG from the Bay Area up in the North Bay now, but We'll just scramble some Burroughs and some wildness. Let's do a little Kraftwerk and Burroughs combo. And then we'll just do a little Sunny in the Sunsets on whatever we have time for. You know, hey, we'll see. You're listening to Hagbry Happy Hour, Radio Valencia. And it's always a pleasure to play music with and for you. And the pleasure is all mine, of course. So let's just see. Oh my goodness. Some 70-year-old mumbling recordings. Oh, it's wild.
Yes. How to do it?
Hot crab people, museum of disease.
future. Into the future.
Bring it down a tiny bit here. All right, I'm trying to time this perfectly because the next song, 3 minutes 12 seconds, let's go. Sunny in the Sunsets from Hairdressers in Heaven. This is the opening track, the big picture. It's kind of wonderful. We're gonna mix on over to it. Thanks for joining me at Hagrai Happy Hour here at Radio Valencia this gorgeous Thursday. If you're in the area, go hop over to the market. And that's enough for me. We're going to listen to Sunny in the Sunsets. Hairdressers from Heaven. Pick up your own copy.
Love is what you want. Flying saucers take me away. Georgia. Well, it's all right. Love.